Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ask SaaS podcast with Stevie, Steph, and Bobby. On this episode, we're going to chat about email etiquette. We get this question a lot from students, and with the online learning environment, this is now more relevant than ever before. Now, email communication can be sometimes the only option. And given that point, we understand students wanting to make sure the communication is being received effectively. So, for example, when I was doing my undergrad, one time I actually emailed the professor and I was just like, hey, here's the article I want to use for the assignment. And she wrote back, like, I don't know who you are or what class you're in. And so I think it's really important sometimes to kind of talk about the appropriate way to email your professor. And Steph, I know you get this question a lot too. What information do you have to share with our students?
Yeah, we actually get this question pretty often. I think what's key to remember is when you write to your professor, you should view it as a professional exchange. It not only affects how your professor views you, but it also determines how much time they're going to take to deal with your email. So you don't want to come across as rude or irresponsible. Just remember that with any professional interaction, it's always going to be in your best interest to be respectful, be polite, and courteous when communicating.
Yeah, you make a lot of great points there, Steph. And I think another takeaway we have is that learning how to send professional emails now is also going to be very relevant in the world of work. And I think it's very important to understand how to send professional sounding emails. So Bobby, what tips do you have when students are considering emailing their professor?
Yeah, no, for sure. So before emailing your professor, one thing, a really important thing I would recommend is check your course outline, check your course notes, the Sakai, and even talk to some of your classmates to find out what it is you missed. Because a lot of the times that information is there already and you already have it before asking, right? So you definitely want to make sure you're also using your Brock email. Sometimes when professors receive emails from personal email accounts, they won't always respond. So it's best to use your Brock email. And another thing in the subject line, make sure you're including the course code and really the reason why you're emailing. So just for an example would be like Psych 1F90 Section 2 and question about Assignment 4. This way you're not putting something generic in the subject line like, hi, question, right? So in many cases, they're teaching multiple different courses or even sections, and they don't really want to waste their time, and it makes it so much easier for them to see, okay, this student is in this course, this section, and this is what they want to know. So again, getting right to the point for them too, right? And another thing is you definitely want to use formal greetings. So your professor's title and their last name. So for example, dear Dr. Smith or hello, Professor Smith, things like that are really important to the professors as well.
Yeah, I definitely agree, Bobby, that this is email etiquette 101, and it must be followed in professional emails. So, hey is way too casual for this situation, and this might seem overly formal to you, but it's an important way to show respect for your professor and their position and their training. So, omitting the title or using the wrong one could offend your instructor. Most should be addressed as professor or doctor, followed by their last name, as you just mentioned, and make sure to double check the spelling of their name before you hit that send button. I've done this before. It's not great, and it's like literally the first thing that they read when they open your email. So it's just really important.
Those are great points, Steph. And again, if you're not sure if your professor has a PhD, just default to addressing them by professor. I think another point to touch on is the appropriate length of an email. Keep in mind that the professors do get a lot of emails, so make sure that your request is simple and to the point. You don't want your professor to have to read your email multiple times just to figure out the question you're trying to ask.
Yeah, for sure, Stevie. Definitely keeping your email concise is very important. You want to make sure that your message is easy to understand and that you don't really go into any unnecessary details. So writing in a professional manner does not always mean that your message itself needs to be lengthy or wordy. Mm-hmm. So let's keep in mind too, in this virtual world, we're all being bombarded with the amount of emails we're receiving, whether you're a professor, a staff member, or a student. So we can always cut down on the number of emails that are required, that your professor's required to answer, by making sure it's concise and doing your, like I said earlier, looking at your syllabus, your your Sakai and talking to your fellow students to see, do you already have the answer with you before you reach out?
Yeah, and you can even like list those steps that you've taken briefly in your email by saying like, I've looked here, I've spoken to the TA, and then now I'm kind of approaching you. So I think that's a good point that you made there, Bobby. And keeping in mind professionalism, you should also steer clear from including any unnecessary personal info in your email. So if you miss a class, for example, you don't need to go into details about why. Discuss only what relates to the class. And if something serious is occurring in your life, it's best to talk to your professor in person. And obviously that looks a bit different virtually, but you could meet during virtual office hours instead if needed. So there are options there. And another point to mention here is do not write your professor asking if they covered anything important on a day that you missed. By doing so, you are implying that most of what your professor covers in class is just not important. So remember not to do that. And just in general, remember in many ways, like writing to your professor is no different from writing a business letter. And keep in mind that you're not texting with a friend. It's a professional interaction with someone who's an expert in their field. So you're going to want to be respectful and polite when communicating.
So keeping on the topic of professionalism, emojis, do they belong in an email to your professor or not?
What do you think, Bobby?
I don't know. Honestly, I feel like there's too much room for error there. You could try to be sending a smiley face with your semicolon and bracket, and the next thing you know, it's a wink face. So I think best to just steer clear from using them just to save that, you know, misinterpretation of any emails. Also, if you want to smile at your professor, just meet with them in person and, you know, shoot them a smile over the camera. I think that's a little bit more natural and, you know, appreciated rather than emojis in an email with a professional.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. I get it. I love emojis as well, but they belong in text messages, not professional emails.
Yeah, for sure.
And on that note, you probably want to make sure you're avoiding abbreviations. So your email shouldn't include things like LOL or I'm gonna miss class.
Yeah, Steph, the I'm gonna miss class thing, I feel like happens very often. Basically, right now, we're always texting and sending abbreviations and emojis and LOLs to anyone we're communicating with over text. So I think it's important because sometimes we'll start writing emails and it is second nature to us to use those abbreviations. So making sure that you're always checking the spelling and grammar before you send that email is important. Because if your email is filled with all these errors, it usually indicates to your prof that you don't care that much and you're unwilling to take the time to write a proper email in the first place. Mm-hmm. So making sure that you're using complete sentences, proper spelling, capitalization, and grammar are important pieces to an email. Another important detail to check before sending your email off is making sure that you're sending your email with your full name and including your student number. This just information is important for your professor to have and reference when just determining who you are. There's probably hundreds of students in their class, so just having that information is always handy.
For sure.
And another thing, just make sure you thank your professor for their assistance and their time ahead of time. I'm sure it's appreciated on their end when they're reading your email.
Yes, I agree, Bobby. I think the more details, the better. I know personally when I'm receiving emails, if the student number is included, it makes for a much quicker reply because I don't have to dig around first to be able to respond.
Good point, Steph. And keep in mind too, some professors have hundreds of students and they may need some of that context, like you said, to be able to place you in the class you belong and to answer the question. So another way to help them figure out who you are is by telling them which of the classes you're in and which day your class meets if there is multiple sections.
Yes, yeah, super important point there, Stevie. I think that we also tend to forget that we need to remember to allow time for a response. So professors are busy, they have many other job responsibilities in addition to the class. It's realistic that we should not expect professors to be responding to email at night or first thing in the morning.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, Steph. So I think we've included a lot of information, helpful information, but a lot. So we're going to include a document at the end of this episode just for you to have as a link that you can reference whenever needed. And so I think the takeaway from today's episode is really that the way in which students are communicating and presenting themselves when writing to their professors is extremely important. But also keeping in mind that some questions may not be suitable or they may be too big for an email. So we don't need to use email as a substitute for face-to-face conversation completely. In the online learning environment, a lot of professors are still using office hours. So take advantage of those office hours and speak with your professor in person if it is more appropriate.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for summing that up, the episode up for us, Bobby. So we're just going to go over some reminders right now. There's no need to confirm final exams in OASIS for this term unless you are having an in-person exam, which the majority of students should not be. Please verify your accommodations are active in your OASIS portal. If you log in and notice you do not have your accommodations, please visit the online booking system to book a drop-in appointment or appointment with your case manager as soon as possible. We do have some upcoming workshops to help students prep for exams. One is through FITA, hosted by their learning strategist, which is a workshop to help students get ready for the final exams. The session is called Learning Strategies, Getting Ready for Finals, and will be offered March 29th at 10 a.m. and March 31st at 1. So we will include the link in the resources section of this podcast for any listeners who would like to sign up. Also, on the topic of tests and exams, there is an upcoming workshop called Stress Less for Tests, Strategies and Skills for Overcoming Test Anxiety. This workshop takes place April 7th at 2 p.m., and the link will be included to sign up in our resources section, as well as on Experience BU. To see other events and workshops offered by the Student Wellness and Accessibility Center, please visit Experience BU, and again, that link will also be included. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you found our tips helpful. If you do have any questions about this week's episode, please send an email to Ask SAS. We appreciate all your feedback. Keep well and have a great rest of your week.